the movie A Thin Line Between Love and Hate. I looked on Google and it said it had like a 5.6 out of 10. I completely disagree. And on Wikipedia, it said it had mostly negative reviews. I completely disagree on that too. It's one of my favorite movies. I don't really consider it, it's not a comedy to me. I don't remember laughing. I remember thinking that it was just cool. I remember thinking it was cool. The people in there was cool. The music was cool. Everything about it was just, it was just a cool movie. When I mean cool, I mean as in, the people seemed cool. It brings back fond memories. The music and the whole vibe of it. It's real chill. I can't explain it, man. But, it makes me happy to watch it, though. Because, like I said, it just brings back fond memories. When, I didn't see it when it first came out, obviously. I was too young to, probably watch a movie like that. Got a lot of cussing in it and a lot of adult things, so I don't think I was way too young to be watching it then. But when I did finally get to see it when I was a lot older, it became one of my favorite movies. I like everything about it, to be honest with you. Even the parts that people might consider a little goofy or stupid, I even like those parts. With it, just like anything, you could find something bad to say about it, of course, but in general, I just think it's a really good movie. I think Martin played the role the best way he could have played it. You know what I mean? Like, him in his world, in that world, in that movie, he was the man. You know what I mean? He was, handsome to all the ladies and cool to all the guys, and he didn't have a lot of money, but he was doing well financially. He supposedly had a pretty good car and everything, but not obviously, but you take that same person and put him in a different situation, he'd probably be the goofball. You know what I mean? So, the movie was based around making him look like he was the man. Like he was real cool and smooth and suave and all that kind of stuff. And in my opinion, it worked. You know what I mean? It worked. I liked it. I thought it was real nice. I just don't know why I get bad reviews. Maybe it didn't stand the test of time. You know what I mean? Maybe it didn't age well. It aged well to me because I liked it ever since I was young. You know what I mean? Since I probably first time I saw it, maybe I was in the 12th grade or 11th grade or something like that. Would be the first time I ever saw it. And it had been out for a long time by then. But, yeah, I caught on late to it. I'm not gonna lie. I knew Martin was from the show. From Martin, but I hadn't seen the movie, no. And even, well, my only critique is this. Lynn Whitfield, that's the crazy lady, right? I think that's her name. She seemed way too old to be the person that Martin was trying to go after, so not desperately, but you know, to be his love interest. She seemed way old. She had like an old neck and everything, you know what I mean? She looked old, so much older than him. And in real life, she is older than him. She got him like by, 12, 13 years. And you can tell in the movie that she got him by 12, 13 years even back then. Think of like, this is the woman that y'all think is so fine. In my opinion, Regina King, it should have been, well, I don't know if she could have played the mean lady part, but in reality, it should have been reversed. You know what I mean? She should have been the person that they was trying to, that they thought was so fine. And she should have been a rich one and all that kind of stuff. And what's the name? I don't know. I can't describe it. But either ways, they could have found somebody a little bit closer to his age. But I guess the thing is, they had to find the best actor to do the best job. You know what I'm saying? She played the role. She was old. She had an old person neck. She had like a wrinkly neck. And she looked that old. And in my opinion, she's not even all that. I mean, no. Well, I'm not going to judge the way anybody looks, but it just doesn't seem like physically and age-wise, she didn't fit the role. But as far as acting is concerned, she definitely fit the role. It was a well put together movie. Even Bobby Brown did a good job. You know what I mean? I'm surprised, maybe he has some problems after this, but I'm surprised he wasn't in more movies. Cause he did not in it. I'm a very critical person about a lot of things, especially movies and music and everything. And I actually think he did an excellent job. I don't really see no flaws at all. Nah, he did a very, very good job. I can't say nothing bad about his acting job at all. You would think, in my opinion, just my opinion, you would think that he was just a seasoned actor. Just as seasoned as Martin and Regina King and the rest of them. Nothing in his acting ability stood out. He's like, man, he did a horrible job. That's Bobby Brown. Nah. He just seemed like the best actor to do the job. I wonder how in the world did he pick Bobby Brown? Or how in the world Martin picked Bobby Brown to be in this movie with him? Odd choice, but a very good choice. Yeah, he did a good job, man. I love the music, man. When it first came on, it made me smile. Because I hadn't seen it in a very long time. And just from right from the beginning, man, the music made me feel like summertime, high school. Just that time period, man. It was such a magical time, man. Carefree, you know what I'm saying? Only thing worry about is dressing nice and just, I don't know, man. Dressing nice and being cool and hanging out, and that's about it. No worries about bills or sickness or health or anything else. Just only thing I was concerned about is just, and that's sad, but only concerned about is just being cool. Just being cool, and that's about it. Good time, man. Good time, man. Good times. Good times. I think this movie reminds me, it makes me reminisce about times of being young and innocent. Yeah, young and innocent, with no worries. That's the thing about movies and music for me, man. Movies and music, certain movies and certain songs, and this is one of the movies, hold a special place in my heart because of the times that I saw them, you know what I mean? In high school was some of the best times of my life. I loved high school. Yeah, I loved high school. So all the movies that I watched in high school that I actually liked, because I did like this movie, hold a special place because they came out of this, you know, at a time where I was just young and free. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, I'm still young, but I'm talking about young, like a child, kind of young. I consider 16, 17 as a child. So, yeah. I'm glad I didn't see it when it first came out. To be honest with you, I'm glad I didn't see it when it first came out. Oh, trust me, I would have understood everything in it. And the language and everything else. But, it wouldn't have been good. I wasn't on that level yet, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't even thinking anything about being cool or dressing nice for women and having a girlfriend or sex, any of that kind of stuff when I was like 13, 14, 15, or whatever it came on. Shoot, it probably came on when I was like 8 or 9 or something. Who knows when the movie came out? I don't even know when it came out, man. I might not even. Who knows? Good night. It's an old movie. I might have been a baby when this one came out. But whenever it came out, I wasn't ready to watch it, trust me. And my mama wouldn't dare let me watch this. I would have had to watch it behind her back. Yeah. Look, if you really pay attention to this movie, really pay attention to it, you realize it. It got a good amount of cussing in it. And most of it come from Mark. Yeah, MF was his favorite word. And he used it like a filler word. You know how people say like or you know what I'm saying? He used MF just like that. But like I said, just like everything in the movie, it made it seem like it was something cool to say. Everything about his whole character, which I would have did the same thing. If I wrote a movie about me and I was the star of the movie, hell yeah, I would make everything about me cool. And even the stuff that wasn't cool in the movie, I would have made it be cool. You know what I'm saying? He not that tall. It's cool. He dressed in all these button-up silk shirts. It's kind of weird, but he made it cool. I like the way he dressed. He dressed like he dressed like they lived in Miami and it was hot outside. That's how he dressed. A whole bunch of baggy, like button up rayon shirts and shit. Yeah. I don't know, man. One of those movies, I don't say I necessarily recommend it just because I like it a lot, because I don't know if everybody would like this movie. It's not one of those. It's not me for everybody. If you like Martin, maybe you'll like it, but he wasn't playing the same character he played in Martin on here. You know what I'm saying? He was cool on here. Not saying he wasn't cool in Martin, but he wasn't playing. He wasn't being Martin in this movie. And you know what's wild about Martin Lawrence after, well, not necessarily right after this movie, but like even in Martin, when he did all the characters, Shanae and all these other, he played comedy a different way in this movie. You know what I'm saying? Cool and suave and everything. The other movies, he kind of played a cornball in a lot of movies. He got paid to be that cornball. I ain't mad at him. They paid him a lot of money. But this is just a standout movie to me amongst the rest of his movies, that he was completely different. He had his moments, maybe like once or twice, where he kind of was a goofball, but other than that, he was one of the, I put him, this character that he played in this movie, and I watched a lot of movies, as probably in my top 10 coolest characters of all time out of all the movies I watched, he'd be number 6. For sure, man. Like I said, it's not for everybody, man. If you're a Martin Lawrence fan, you might like it. If you want to watch something that's kind of romantic, but has a good story to it and good actors and actresses, this would be something good to watch. Okay, 5 stars is the max. I give it the whole 5, to be honest with you. Yeah. I rarely give 5 stars out, but this movie deserves 5 stars. Plain and simple, man. It's a really good movie, in my opinion. And I could go 10 years without watching it and watch it again and be like, man, I love this movie. It just makes me happy to watch it. Because I remember how I was when it first came out. When I first saw it. I remember where I was at in life. I remember what was going on. And I just thought it was so cool. I still do. I ain't gonna lie to you. I still think it's cool. Really cool movie.